Welcome to the Digital Cafe. I'm your host, Mario Armstrong. You may recall we interviewed Don Willett. He's with Willett Associates, and we had a discussion talking about 3D technology coming back to the movie theaters. Well, we invited Don back because he's also an associate professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art. We wanted to talk a little bit about the democratization of technology and how that may be helping independent producers and others enter this billion-dollar field of movie making. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mario. Glad to be here.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the money. The last time we had you on, we talked about a significant innovation being that 3D is coming back to the actual movie theaters. But you had brought up some gross of what some of the films have made in the past, and I think there's an interesting little nook and cranny in there about Star Wars when you compare it to other films. I don't want to steal your thunder, so go ahead.
Now, when you take a look at the top 20 grossing films ever, and this is worldwide distributions, all but one used some sort of computer-generated effect. And the one that didn't, ironically enough, is the 1977 release of Star Wars, which was shot before that technology became available.
I want to make sure that people understand, when we talk about 3D, you're talking about it from an animation computer software 3D.
Absolutely. I'm talking about, 3D animation being used to replace actors. If you take a look at the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie where you see Davy Jones and he has the tentacles, those aren't really there. They're not prosthetics. They're put in place using 3D animation.
So let's talk about when you discuss this process and these things in your class. You have these young students, many of them, I'm sure, want to produce their own films or produce their own animations. You have things now happening on the internet with television and places like YouTube and AOL's Uncut and all these sources of distribution that bypass the traditional means. What are you seeing in terms of your students utilizing technology to help bridge that gap of this lower cost of investment to actually make their own films?
We're seeing a couple things. When you talk about sort of the commoditization of these technologies where using a standard desktop computer and some readily available software, you can go and edit video, you can do 3D and 2D animation. We use After Effects, which is an off-the-shelf product from Adobe.
Right.
And you can basically do the type of work that you would ordinarily see done in Industrial Light and Magic and organizations like that.
Yeah.
If you've got the creativity and the time, you can apply it with these tools.
What are the skill sets? What does someone really need to have beyond just good training? Is it passion? Is it commitment? Is it just a good network of people? Is it just a great portfolio? What do you need to really be noticed today?
I think you need the same types of things that in any kind of creative arena. You need a vision. You need to be able to understand lighting. There's lighting and there's texturing and there's materials understanding, physics. The same sort of things that an animator needs to know. These tools give you capabilities. You still need to know that the basic things, cadence, how often something occurs, how to use repetition. Those skills are still necessary. And like I said, just a visual ability to build something compelling.
If you could briefly tell me one story maybe of someone in the classroom that's really just wowed you. Is there anything that just, I know it's off the cuff, but just comes to mind?
I am continually amazed by the work of the students at MICA, and each of them brings a different aesthetic. There are some that are very interested in anime and Japan animation and things like that and bring that sort of aesthetic to the process. Then there's others that bring something completely different. So there's things that are fast action and maybe blend live action and animation, and there's other things that are just completely ethereal. So it really does span the gamut.
Span the spectrum. That's great. Don Willett's been my guest. He's also an associate professor that teaches at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and he's also the principal of Willett Associates. Thanks again for joining me in the cafe.
My pleasure.
To obtain more information about this topic, share your perspective, or join our free newsletter, log on to MarioArmstrong.com. Thanks so much for listening.
The Digital Cafe with Mario Armstrong is a podcast originally broadcast on NPR affiliate stations WIPR Baltimore and WIPF Frederick, Maryland, with underwriting support by the law offices of Bowie and Jensen, LLC.